to be. You don't know what it's like to be me. But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's heart. Can you?
FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ, community, music. Fort King and Country with Relate. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:04. Annie and Fred hanging out with you this morning.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Tuesday going out to you. Tomorrow, Winning Wednesday, for chances to win a gift card from Gallery Grow in downtown Lancaster. You'll have a chance to call in and win. Gallery Grow is a workspace to create houseplant and succulent container gardens. Details at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
And joining us this morning on the radio from Align Life Ministries, our friend Julie Baum. Julie is the Support Relations Director. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Annie.
So great to have you on the phone, mm-hmm. and thank you so much for calling in. And anybody want to give a shout out and a hello to this morning, Julie?
Oh, yes, absolutely. My friends and family, all my friends at Align, and a special, may I say, a special happy birthday to Align's dear friend, Myron Otto.
Oh, Myron, happy birthday to you. I know Myron, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So, Julie, aww, for those who don't know, tell us all about Align Life Ministries.
Oh, sure thing. So, Align Life Ministries, we align with God to proclaim the gospel of Jesus and to champion the sacredness of human life. And we are we do that through our pregnancy services ministry, which you would know as Align Pregnancy Services in Columbia, Ephrata, Lebanon, and Lancaster. And we also do that through strategic partnerships that we form with other life-affirming organizations across the region, across the nation, across the world, and also through our equipping resources, which you can find out more about at our website. God has led us to put into writing things that he's been teaching us to proclaim the gospel and champion life.
And you can check that out, alignlifeministries.org. And Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is coming up. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know you guys are always involved going out and about to many churches and organizations to speak. Tell us what you're going to be speaking about this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, our theme, Fred and Annie, and all you wonderful listeners, our theme is Love Speaks this year. And, you know, God is love, and he speaks to us all the time. And he speaks to us through his written word, the scripture, and through his living word, Jesus. And he speaks through your radio as you're talking about scriptures, and all of his words declare the gospel of Jesus. And so at Align, as we align with him, we want our words to do the same. We want to proclaim the gospel of Jesus, because the gospel is directly and it is marvelously linked to life. So in our time speaking with churches and with people this year, and with you and all of your listeners, we are sharing just life-giving things that we're hearing the love of God speak in our centers and speaking in your congregations all across the region and in our communities. And to the listeners, I just want to remind them during this Sacredness of Life month, you know, your life is sacred because God is holy and he made you, and he made you to be in relationship with him. So his sights are on us to be in a relationship with him. That is what makes us holy. And we are so glad to proclaim that gospel truth, that to be in relationship with him, we need to have a relationship with Jesus. That's the way to God. And that's what we're proclaiming all this month and all the time.
Oh, that's awesome. And speaking of Love Speaks and speaking life, you always bring us great stories about how God is working through Align Life. Do you have any that come to mind this morning, Julie?
Yeah, actually, I do. Just a few weeks ago, we were all, you know, we were working our regular day at Align at headquarters and at the pregnancy services, and I heard my computer bell go off as though I had a new email coming in, and I saw an email from our sonographer, and it just was four simple lines. It said, "For those who may see this, we have an abortion-minded gal here. The ultrasound machine will not turn on. Please pray." So we all started, everybody who saw that email, and we talked among the halls, we started to pray almost immediately and just prayed, you know, "Lord, you are greater than the machine. You can speak to this woman's heart directly, whether she is able to see her baby on the screen or not." About 15 minutes later, Linda, our sonographer, emailed us again, and she said, "The machine is on, And so the director had been meeting with the client in that moment, and we kept on praying. And later that day, we learned from our nurse manager that the client said that seeing her little one on the screen and hearing the heartbeat made all the difference to her, and she could not go through with an abortion. She had chosen to parent her child, and so we just rejoiced that the machine turned on. God came to our rescue, came to the aid of that woman and her little one, and it was just a glorious afternoon for all involved.
Man, such a great story, especially going with your Love Speaks theme. I love that. Check it out online, yeah. AlignLifeMinistries.org. Opportunities for you to get involved there, to support them, and to just find out about how God is working through their ministry, AlignLifeMinistries.org. We'll talk more with Julie coming up in just a bit. And we have music standing by from Casting Crowns.